This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American I'm talking about? If you're listening to this radio show, you absolutely are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. So we have a lot of splaining to do here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news and a21r.com. Both of those addresses are viable. We have viability here for website addresses. Also, we have fidelity. I am throwing some Obama-era words at you, fidelity. And those of you that are in the education system that have been going through the Common Core garbage, you know what fidelity is all about. Oh, yes, fidelity. That's the big Common Core word, fidelity. How about Common Core math? 93 million Americans are killed every single day by gun violence, according to the governor of Virginia. Man, did Common Core infect his brain. Insane in the membrane, as they say. Insane in the brain. Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway, enough of that. Anyway, Agenda21Radio.news is the website. Paul@a21r.com is my email address. Sorry, I'm having too much fun today. It's kind of like, I'm a throwback to the Reagan era. And I can remember moments like this during Ronald Reagan's era, after the terrible years of Jimmy Carter and all the things that went on there. It was amazing what went on there. Our economy was in the tank. It was in the absolute tank trash. Yeah, terrible. So what happened is we turned it around, quite frankly. We turned it around. And this is one of those turnaround moments, I think, by what we had in South Carolina and also in the Georgia elections and so on. This is a seizable moment. Seize the moment. Carpe diem, because we are moving forward as a nation. And this is a wonderful thing. Exceptional Americanism is on the rise. So that's what we do here on this radio show. We're going to be talking about the USS Fitzgerald this hour. And we're also going to be talking in the next hour to Scott Bennett. So I'm going to kind of push the Fitzgerald thing towards the end of the hour so that we can get into Scott Bennett, who can give us some of his assessment. As you know, Scott Bennett, author of the book called Shell Game, which has exposed the Obama administration, as well as Hillary Rodham Clinton, for doing what? Running guns and creating ISIS. Yeah, he's the guy who did all that. And it was at our third Liberty Tour in Nevada City, California. Gold mining capital of the world at one time. There's still plenty of gold in them there hills, by the way. But it was interesting because at that presentation, it was Scott Bennett who came out. We created a video, 48-minute video of Scott Bennett. And when Scott Bennett came out with the video, Vladimir Putin saw it a month later. Said, oops, we need to start bombing ISIS. And that's when it happened. So you can go back and look at the history about all this and how it was going. It was known about this, but it took that video going into this. In fact, that was one of the reasons we invited Scott Bennett, because he had this book out. And it was like, well, wow, Shell Game. We got to get this information out. This is in 2015. Man, how time flies. But so we had to get this information out, and we got it out. And it resonated with Vladimir Putin. I know, we are the Russian spies, I guess, right? Just Scott Bennett myself. Because we produced a YouTube. Robert Exter produced it. He did a fabulous job. Robert is an excellent videographer. Anyway, okay, getting into some other tight things. This is, this is another carpe diem moment. Because I've been waiting for years so that we can start getting some real data. Real data. On the marijuana thing. Now, it's kind of interesting. You might not realize it, but in Northern California, there is a substantial pushback against marijuana and the marijuana dispensaries and grows and so on, especially rural California. There's substantial pushback, and it's working. It's kind of like, doink, in your eye working. And I've been very proud of some of the people we know. Roger Morgan, who a good friend of the radio show, been on several times. We're going to have him back on. And some of the groups I've worked with to try and prevent these groups from getting on board. Because what happens every time you have a dispensary, and listen, I know you marijuana potheads out there. I affectionately refer to you as potheads. And your destructive nature and how you kill kids. I see this is the way I address the issue. Because, you know, being in the system for 41 years, I've seen the negative impacts on kids in particular. Especially kids that grow up around 13, 14, 15 and get highly addicted to marijuana. Remember, see, it's kind of funny right now. Everybody knows marijuana is addictive now. Hello. All the rehab centers are filled with marijuana addicts. Oh, but back in the day, if I was saying 10 years ago that it was addictive. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You monster, you vilifying the principal. Of course. But, you know, I knew. It was pretty obvious when you have kids in stupors in front of you at your desk when they've been busted for pot, and they're in what we call drool mode after having high-content THC, marijuana, you figure it out real quick. That's addictive. And you work through the addiction. Listen, I can't tell you how many dozens, hundreds of students I've worked with on their marijuana addiction and referred to addiction centers. So listen, guys, that's an old one. But we now know it is very addictive, especially high content THC. And now they've created all these businesses, and we got all these potheads, and, it's a ruthless business because it's all run by cartels. It's all dirty money. It's all about violence. If you ever seen how violent the cartels are, you ain't seen nothing yet. So when you open up one of these pot dispensaries, you're saying, cartels, come on down. That's really what it is. Because the cartels run the marijuana business, Period. End of subject. Pure evil. Pure evil. And if you don't like it, or if you want to change, you want to get out of it, it's the same old story. They make life, they can make life miserable for you. If you once you cross that threshold. So all you little communities out there, you have to think about that. And of course, all the community, it's kind of interesting, but every October, September, October, when the harvest comes in, there are certain little cities and towns that, well, reek of it. You drive through the city center and you can smell the skunk. It's terrible. It's terrible. And of course, then there's the disaster that happens with kids. And of course, the big target for these guys are high school age kids, junior high school and high school age kids, to sell their pot to the pushers. Of course, now it's so easy. A lot of the parents are just into it. We busted some kids for marijuana one time. Not even one time. This has happened several times because we used to do a lot of marijuana interdiction. And we would confiscate the weed and turn it over to the police, right? That was our job as educators. You wouldn't believe, after we suspended the kids and we talked to the parents and they left with their kid, you wouldn't believe how many times late in the day as I was leaving the office, I'd get a call from the parent who said, "Hey, Mr. Preston, I know my son, you suspended my son for marijuana and all that good stuff, but Mr. Preston, please, can I have my weed back?" Those are the parents asking me. I'd say, "Oh, sure. You can pick it up at the police department." Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio to come.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, "Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio."
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And yes, guess what? There is a link that is developing right now, and I said this would happen years ago, and this is how I started the last hour. Data is coming in on the marijuana issue and all the different lies that people were telling to legalize marijuana. It's all out and about, like trout. Like trout. And I'm telling you, it is out. It's going to stay out. And people might not like what they're going to hear, but it is out, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely out. The statistics are here.
Auto collision claims in Washington, Oregon, and Colorado. Now, those are the states where recreational use is legal. It says claims are up about 3%. Since marijuana sales began. Barry Peterson shows us the safety concerns and the skepticism about this study. He's at a pot dispensary in Denver. All right, Barry, good morning.
Good morning. Well, 3 years ago, Colorado legalized marijuana for recreational use, and this study now seems to show a link between marijuana use and an increase in traffic accidents. For those who supported legalizing marijuana, I have to tell you, this study is not going to be very good news. Colorado led the nation with the first sales of legal recreational marijuana in 2014, but the drug's impact on roadway crashes has not been well documented. Today, the Highway Loss Data Institute reported an increase in insurance claims filed for collisions in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon, three states where recreational marijuana is legal. Matt Moore oversaw the study.
Colorado, just relative to the states around it, we're seeing an increase of almost 14%.
But those numbers do not match what the Colorado State Patrol has tracked. Sergeant Rob Madden says the agency has actually seen a decrease in the number of driving impaired accidents since pot sales became legal.
2 years of data is not enough to allow us to draw conclusions, to come up with an explanation of what is safe, what is not safe.
Lawyer Brian Vicente represents pot shops and played a major role in Colorado's legalization.
Typically, you can drink one beer and drive, but if you have three, you're over the limit. States are taking a hard look to try to figure out what is that three-beer limit for marijuana.
There have been tragedies from mixing marijuana and driving. Last year, high school student Chad Britton was killed by a teen driver high on pot. And while pot may be legal, impaired driving is not, even though it's that much harder to detect.
What we are looking for is the impairment that we see while speaking to the drivers.
The state of Colorado and the marijuana industry together have started a campaign they call Buzzkill. This is one of the brochures. A tagline says, "A DUI will ruin your high." The State Patrol says of all the people they stop for driver impairment, about 17% are from marijuana use. But they say connecting marijuana use to an increase in traffic accidents is a very much ongoing, and they say very much unresolved, debate. Nora?
All right, Barry, thank you.
Well, marijuana, ongoing debate. See, the situation with the officer in Colorado. Now, I got to tell you, full disclosure, I am an expert in, very much an expert, very much recognized as an expert in influence indicators for drugs, specifically marijuana. Specialized training and so on. Over 3,000 students and adults I've tested using various techniques to determine their influence indicators. That's quite a little record. Appeared in court, been a, you know, expert witness and that sort of thing. So I get it. I get it. And in Colorado, you're not going to get an officer who's going to come out and say he's going to believe in the statistics. I don't believe that's going to be the case. I don't think in any state a law enforcement officer would do that because he's being put in a corner. So it's easy to get an officer like what you just heard say that he doubts those statistics, doesn't know, because he doesn't. And a lot of law enforcement people are not properly trained in influence indicators. Now, I know that Colorado, because I was asked to consult at some point with Colorado and some law enforcement agencies there, which was very interesting. Because the state of denial always it. See, this is part of the problem with the marijuana thing and detection and law enforcement and, of course, with educators. And by the way, marijuana in schools of Colorado, disaster. Absolute abject disaster. It was a disaster several years ago. You may recall, longtime listeners, we've discussed this numerous times about the devastation of marijuana in schools. High school students in particular, and vaping, of course, vaping. And then you have the butane honey oil, which is, you know, can be up to 90% THC, which gets kids in drool mode. Then there's the edibles, all that sort of thing. But the indicator for marijuana is pretty obvious once you've been trained in it and experienced with it. But it's hard to get a law enforcement across the threshold to where they are going to be put on court, on trial, you know, go to court and have to testify against somebody, especially when there's no standards that are set. And that's my point. There haven't been any standards that have been set in any of these states because they don't know what it looks like. And the only way that, and this gets to my point with the marijuana thing, the only way that you're going to get things are going to come out about this, and this is what I said years ago, are statistics. And this is one of the first ones we've had. This is young. Unfortunately, it's young because the suppression of the statistics and research and information about these indicators, when they're just so flipping obvious, to get people to come around to why they shouldn't be utilizing marijuana in any form, is not understood. Now, some people say, well, it helps my... Right. So it helps a few, they say. And I understand that medically. I get it. Yeah, I get it. But what we're doing right now is poisoning kids wholesale. That's the problem. The application is all wrong. And certainly is what it's doing to kids. I'll tell you, the first time you work with a student who's addicted to marijuana and you see them in drool mode from marijuana, and then, you know, even days after the fact, when you try and talk with them and communicate them, and they've got what appears to be several severe forms of mental retardation, it's been because of the marijuana. That will set you back, trust me. Or how about this one? The first time a student vomits all over you. Because why? They've had just too many Schoen's waffle cookies. And they're in drool mode, but they throw it up, you know. And when they do the projectile vomiting on you, that kind of really sticks. Now, I do know people who had that happen, including myself. So it's very telling when you see these people in drool modes and stupors. And when you get a whole population like that, it kind of reminds you of the opium wars of China. Dumbed down a society using drugs such as, oh, marijuana, it's so good for you. And culturally, what do you get? You get students that become retarded, literally. Nothing, I mean, it's easy to just throw in Common Core, right? I mean, we can justify marijuana, we can justify Common Core. 93 million killed by gun violence every day, according to the... I mean, that's, do you see how bizarre that is? Both of them are bizarre. 93. That's the governor of Virginia who said that the other day. Do the math. Let's do some Common Core math. There's only how many Americans in the United States? 330 million? Hello? What's wrong with that picture? USS Fitzgerald next.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. All right, the USS Fitzgerald, and we'll talk about that in this segment. USS Fitzgerald. An interesting set of circumstances has developed, and of course, you know, I've been calling for silence, run silent, run deep here, from the U.S. Navy on this issue. And I'm going to tell you the reasons why there needs to be extreme silence on this. And I'm not revealing anything, I don't think, that it's not a national security secret. I mean, maybe it is to some. It's kind of like, you know, all the atomic devices down at the bottom of the Orville Dam. I don't know why that might be a problem for people, especially when the dam fails and there's a breach and all of a sudden... Run for your lives, but, you know, run for your lives and all that radiation might get you coming through the Feather River. That sort of thing. Okay, so the USS Fitzgerald article that we've got several articles. That are, actually, three of them are set to come out today and tomorrow. But an article that was written by a Brian McGrath sets the stage here. And I will definitely be asking, Scott Bennett about this, because he has some knowledge about this. Maybe not as much as most, but he definitely has a working capability of understanding what happened and what's going on here. And I think he's going to probably confirm a number of things that I'm going to say. And we haven't talked about this, by the way. It's a cold call on him to talk. And he's capable. There's no question about it. He's got the credentials to do this. But the Fitzgerald, the U.S. Navy, and the collisions at sea. This last Saturday, remember times, because it's really important to the discussion that we're going to have here. Timing is everything. On Saturday, at about 2:30 a.m. local time, the destroyer USS... Now, this is over in Japan. You're right off outside of Japan here. The destroyer USS Fitzgerald and the Philippine container ship ACX ACX Crystal collided. It's like colloidal silver on the article. Collided southwest of Yokosuka, Japan, the home of the United States Navy's 7th Fleet. Several crew members were injured, including the commanding officer, when flooded spaces were accessed. Pier side, the bodies of 7 sailors were found. It is difficult to understand how something like this could happen, given the size of the vessels, the well-understood rules that govern the ship's movements, the expansive ocean, the technology available to avoid collisions, and the relatively slow speed at which ships move. As the tragedy unfolded in near real time on Friday night, this person, this Brian McGrath, who happens to be a former naval officer who used to actually command a destroyer similar to this one, said that he participated in a robust exchange on Twitter trying to offer what little I could to concerned people trying to make sense of the news. Concerns for the crew dominated the discussion, but there were many well-intentioned, how does something like this happen, tweets. Says, it would be premature and irresponsible to comment on the specifics of the collision because I know nothing of them. And that's important. He doesn't. And so what he's trying to say here, this is a former, this Brian McGrath, former naval commander. He commanded the USS Bulkley, DDG 84. So this guy's, you know, got some authority here and credibility. In the statement that it would be premature or irresponsible to comment on the specifics of this collision because he knows nothing. Well, he knows a lot more than what he can say, and that's what that's saying there. So let's leave it at that. And that's fine. Run silent, run deep here. That's what we're trying to do. What we have are photographs of two ships, which gave us some idea of the alignment of the vessels at impact. Now, that's important. And again, I'm going to get in some details, and there's maps and things on this article, how could this happen, which is really good. But we will explain the whole thing to you, pretty much. I mean, without the secrets, because I don't know the secrets. All the secrets. I know some of them, but I'm not going to tell you. There will be investigations, and they will affix responsibility. Such is the way of admiralty law and the practice of the U.S. Navy. Blame and responsibility have no place in this essay. And that's good. But they will do the blame game. And somebody's going to fall. The commander, he was asleep at night. What was going on there? We don't know. And like I was talking to you about the USS Stark, what happened there. The USS Stark, and it goes down to a crewman failed to throw a switch. Remember, the USS Stark was hit by 2 Exocet missiles from Iraqi Air Force back in 1987. Now, you got to listen, the two are related here. But someone on the ship failed to turn on the equipment that would protect the ship from missiles on the Stark, so that the Phalanx missile defense system would engage and destroy the missiles coming inbound to the ship. Someone did not turn them on. Now, the investigation that went into it, WikiLeaks actually has a pretty good story of the USS Stark, and we link it to the Stark. But Here's the deal. Someone on board the ship, on the Stark, failed to do their responsibility. And that was to throw the switch on, to turn it on, power it up, get the energy going, get all the radars coordinated so that the Gatling gun that shoots depleted uranium would engage the missiles inbound. Didn't happen. Now, I can tell you, because when I talked to the person that I know that was on the Stark, they thought it was very suspicious about that switch not being turned on. Oh, we just watched those missiles just ride right in and hit us. Because someone didn't turn on a switch? Think about that. I mean, that's the USS Stark incident. Now, that's a little bit more detail than what you're going to get out of WikiLeaks. I understand that. But they've got a pretty good synopsis of it. So blame was supreme on the listing USS Stark when my friend was on board it. Okay. So this guy commanded a ship similar to the Stark and similar to the Fitzgerald. So he's got a pretty good idea of the coordination of movements of the two ships and how they could have a meeting and how they could collide. So he gives you kind of the textbook scenario in case of it. Okay. But there's other ways to detect this rather than from his drawings. And I don't think he was quite understanding that there are these things called satellites. I'm talking about the former commander here. About satellites. And this is Brian McGrath. And by the way, his article is very good. It's a very good article, but he leaves a few things out, like he probably could have just picked up the satellite designation. But he gives you all the basic signaling and all the things that go into the details about when you're a ship at sea and maritime law, all the things that go along with that, yet they still strike one another. So what I'm saying is here is that the probability of these two ships striking themselves on the surface is about as remote as you could possibly get. I mean, really, it is. Yet, they collide. I mean, he's got all the diagrams, especially a large container ship and a system with the, you know, the Aegis system on it and all this good stuff. Especially something like that. They collide. All these fancy radars, all these radios, all these things enabled to communicate with one another. Yet they collide at sea, even with all the collision avoidance systems, all the lights, all the signals. Something was afoul that night. And the good commander just didn't have all the details that you're about to get in the next segment. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Talking about the USS Fitzgerald, we're going to chime in here on a taking a chance here. YouTube, you know, when you do some of these YouTubes, it's kind of interesting some of the response you get. But citizen journalists at work. So let's I love citizen journalists since I've a citizen journalist myself.
Out of those new developments in that deadly collision between the USS Fitzgerald and a massive cargo ship.
Multiple maritime trackers show the ACX Crystal cargo ship making that giant U-turn just 25 minutes before colliding with the USS Fitzgerald.
The Navy says the collision happened in clear weather at 2:20 a.m. Saturday. But Japan's Coast Guard says the accident took place an hour earlier.
Nautical miles south of Tokyo, which was supposed to be the Crystal's destination. But according to marinetraffic.com, the cargo ship made a U-turn shortly before the crash and was headed in the opposite direction.
This marine tracker shows the cargo ship making a hard turn at 1:30 a.m. and a U-turn, backtracking at 2:20 a.m.
Okay, marine tracking devices from satellites, and the good commander from the article that we were writing didn't quite understand, but he gives you the great details information. So we see, and remember, there's some variables here. 1:30 is the accident. No, it's 2:30. So there's two things that happen. As you watch the course, and we'll have the articles detail the YouTubes that we have here, will detail the plot for you. It will have a map up for you. But this cargo ship is headed at the Fitzgerald at one point, going on a easterly course, and comes up to it, and then makes a sort of a chink to the right. Just a boom. Just off to the right. And then what happens is that it continues on and then circles back around and headed right at the Fitzgerald. And an hour later, according to this report, in other words, it was first reported at 1:30, then at 2:30, there was contact and the ship rammed the Fitzgerald. Apparently the Fitzgerald was dead in the water. it wasn't moving. Now, I don't know about you. Something's pretty odd there. And so, listen, let's put on the tinfoil hats. The Navy's not talking. Good. Do not talk. And I'm going to support the Navy 1,000%. So I'd never say anything that I have knowledge of that would compromise anything that they're doing there. But I will tell you that there are super secret, sophisticated weapons right now, electronic warfare weapons, that disable our naval ships. That is a fact. I'm not going to give you the details. It's called a cloaking system. This happened in the Black Sea about a year ago. Now, it's kind of interesting. I'll give you some historical perspective. In other words, this Aegis-type vessel is the most sophisticated electronic warfare system we got, one of them. And it was disabled by an electronic system apparently emanating from that cargo ship. Now, everybody's going to say, oh my gosh, this is starting to look really crazy. Remember, it's Ramadan. It's a Filipino ship. And by the way, who owns the ship? Mitsubishi. And who owns Mitsubishi? Ryosuke Sasakawa. Remember him? He's dead now. His kids aren't. Yeah, the warlord from China. Japanese warlord, World War II, who became really good friends of the Brown family. Jerry Brown. That's who owns the ship. Supporter of terrorism around the world. Ryosuke Sasakawa. And, of course, the Philippines, we know, Filipino crews that were crewing the ship, have been known to be radicalized Islamic terrorists. So the question is, was cloaking used to mask and disable the ship, and then the ship was deliberately rammed, which apparently it was. There's no, listen, you see it was supposed to be going to the east, and it does a chink to the right, which we think at 1:30 was the time in which they disabled the Fitzgerald because it was dead in the water by an hour later when they come back and ram it. And they rammed it. There's little doubt about that. These are just some of the facts that are out there. It was dead in the water. It had to be towed back to port, too, of course. The Stark, by the way, the Stark, being hit by two Exocet missiles, was not towed back, even though it was listing terribly at the time in 1987. It went back under its own power. You see, its electronics had not been disabled. The ship had no radios, no nothing, because the electronics were so severe it took it out. We know about this electronic warfare. In fact, what's kind of interesting, you may remember Malaysian Flight 370. It just disappeared, right? It went off the map. All of a sudden, and they blamed the pilot and that was supposed to be going from Singapore to Beijing. Instead, it all of a sudden just takes a different tack. It rises up in altitude, almost 50,000 feet, comes down. Then all of a sudden they detect it. It's literally on the deck, flying around some of the islands down there in Indonesia. And then it takes off and it disappears. Some people say, oh, it was reported to be in Diego Garcia, a small little island in the Indian Ocean. In that small little island in the Indian Ocean, where we have a CIA base, it was reported that that plane landed there. What was on board that plane that was so important? Cloaking technology. We brought this to light 2 years ago, guys. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
One, 0.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And New Mana Foods, sponsors of Agenda 21 Radio. Yep, New Mana Foods, all about New Mana. And it's all about prepping. It's all about, you know, getting your lives together when tragedy strikes. That's what it's all about. So, New Mana Foods. Support us by going to New Mana Foods and getting your prepper needs. NUMANNA.com/agenda will take you to the New Mana website, and you can get all of your survival needs taken care of there. Okay, so we got Liberty Tour 7. That's going to be coming up pretty soon. We're going to be making some announcement about that. Pretty excited about it. It's going to be an awesome, awesome program. We're going to be talking about independence and, of course, the new state that's going to be developed in the Northern California area. Yep, new state. Say Jefferson. Yeah, that'd be great. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And also remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. I'm pounding on the table. And, you know, listen, try and get those emails to me before Sunday night. You know, I got show prep going on. I know you're trying to influence the stories of the week and all that good stuff, but gosh, I'm telling you, I got slammed on Sunday and slammed this morning. I really appreciate the listeners. Really appreciate your listenership and your dedication to becoming a better exceptional American. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.